All right. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Cast Your Crown Podcast, Real Life, Real Talk. We've got a very special episode today. I'm excited to introduce today's guest who's going to help us dive deeper into the topic of prayer. My longtime friend, cheer pal, confidant. Man, this girl is she is so special to me. We were both raised by our dads who actually worked together. We found that out, right? Okay. And rest in peace to those awesome men. And no matter how long we stay apart, when we come together, it's like we never left. We have always kept in touch over the years, but one thing I noticed is that every time that we meet back up, we have both grown in certain areas of our lives. And I'm happy to say that this time it's in Jesus Christ.
It is.
Yes, this beautiful young lady is Miss Jerrica Osborne. How are you, Jerrica?
I'm so good, Toya. Thank you so much for asking me to do this. I'm just really excited. And yeah, like you said, I mean, every time we get together, it's like we picked up like nothing ever happened. And yeah, we're growing together in the Lord, and it is such a beautiful thing to talk about God
It
together.
really is. It really is. And it's like, I'm just so fortunate to have you on here. If I can say so, you are truly a gem. You are truly, truly a gem,
Oh,
a
goodness.
valuable daughter of the kingdom of God. And every time I'm in your presence, I leave with something.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I do.
Love
And I'm
that.
so grateful. I'm so grateful. There were times me and you could talk, Jerrica, and you wouldn't even have known, like, I needed something you said. You know what I'm saying? So, thank you for that.
It's a divine appointment. When you asked me to do this, I was like, that is God right there. So the answer is yes, yes, and yes. And yeah, I mean, especially you asking me to talk about prayer, that's something really, really special and sacred to me. So
So tell us a little about yourself. I know you're a mentor now, right?
I am, among other things, but essentially, I am a woman in recovery. So that means that I had a serious problem with alcohol, and to the point of where I needed to go for treatment and to learn how to live my life without it. So that has been 6.5 years ago, and my husband and I both are celebrating 6.5 years. We have the same sobriety date.
Are you
I'm
serious?
kind of
How?
serious. Yeah.
Wow,
God
congratulations.
has
That's
been
not
so
easy,
good.
Jerrica. That's not easy.
No, it hasn't been easy. But I will say that once God became the center of my recovery, it was possible. It became possible. And then I learned that God doesn't just want me to survive, He wants me to thrive.
That's it.
And so the secular 12-step programs were not giving me everything that I needed to go deeper with Christ. So, yes, I became a mentor and I started a life recovery program. It's a 12-step program centered in the Bible. So, I'm a mentor to several women, and so far, I've raised up two other leaders who now have their own life recovery meetings. So it's a great community. We support each other a lot, and it's something I'm really, really passionate about.
Yes, and when we speak about mentorship, that is something that is so key. It's key in any career, anything, but when you're trying to, like you said, survive or thrive, having that mentorship makes a big difference. It makes a big difference to have somebody you can lean on, have somebody you can call and talk to, right? So, oh my God, I think that's so amazing. So, did you start it from like start the program like just being led by God, or was it something like a I don't know, like a company? How does that work?
Life recovery is a program that already existed. So you might have heard of Celebrate Recovery.
No.
another program that is Christ-centered, but you've definitely heard of AA,
Yes.
Alcoholics Anonymous, and NA, Narcotics Anonymous. They all use the same 12 steps,
Okay.
and the 12 steps actually come from scripture verses.
Oh,
They're
wow.
just reworded in a sentence that you can live out in your life. So
Oh,
you're
wow.
living out the word of God
Yeah.
step by step in your life, and it transforms you.
Okay.
And that's why the 12-step programs work no matter which one you work. And I think they're all great, but Life Recovery existed. It's the number one selling Life Recovery Bible. I mean, I can talk to you for days about recovery. That's a whole nother podcast episode.
Yeah.
But
I know, right? I know that's right, girl. And it's so, and that's the prayer I pray. Like, I get emails like, hey, like if somebody need help, if somebody, I mean, because we just never know.
yeah.
Because we battle things silently sometimes. Like, I know I have, just being transparent, just, oh my God, from mental health to, like you said, addictions, like you just never know. So thank you so much for being transparent with me on this podcast.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to start out with asking you some questions on prayer, and how do you approach prayer? Like, do you have a specific routine, or is it like a more of a like spontaneous thing you do?
Yeah. Well, I try and remember there's a scripture that says never cease praying, and that stuck with me early on. Because I thought, well, then that means I can pray all the time. That means I can pray in my mind no matter what's happening. And that just stuck with me. And so every morning I dedicate at least 15 minutes to the Lord where I am quiet at my desk at work. Before I pull out my keyboard and start answering emails, that time goes to him. So that's me sacrificing some time so that I can be more productive through the day. So I'm in prayer and I'm in scripture, and then I have my prayer closet at home. So when I get home, there are often times where I will walk the dogs because they got to go out, and then I come in and I'll go to my prayer closet and just have some quiet time before my husband gets home from work. So those are kind of structured times, but don't get me wrong, my prayer life is spontaneous as well. The main thing is that we make prayer a priority.
That's it.
That is the key to everything.
That's it.
He says in Matthew, this is one of my favorite scriptures, when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And I think that reward is more of him.
That's it. It is. It is. Oh my God.
So it's like we beat our heads against the wall sometimes thinking, God, just give me an answer. Like, oh God, Almighty God, please rain down on me and tell me what I need to do.
Right, that's
I've done it.
right.
I know.
Oh
You know,
yeah, me too.
like,
Plenty of time.
and prayer can be that. Don't wrong. But I think the more consistent you are with making prayer a priority, the more consistently you can decipher God's voice because he's always speaking. He's always speaking something. And so never cease praying. Never
That's
cease.
it. That's it. And like, so I was down with foot surgery and I had all the time. Like, I work from home, but of course I had more time with God, right? Because I wasn't as busy as out and about as I am now. So now that I'm out and about on my new job, it's like I had to, like, I was starting to get flustered, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't doing what I was doing, you know, with the routine of getting up in the morning or waking up. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm going to grab my Bible, I'm going to pray, right? So I had to check myself, like, okay, what's different? Like, okay, now you're busy, now you're going back and forth, you're taking your son to school, da da da, you know. And it's just like I had to do a self-reality check. Like, okay, you gotta find some type of time, even if it's 5 minutes. I'm in my car most of the day, so now I've learned it's okay to pray when you're driving. Talk to him. You know what I'm saying? You have to set your own routine. So yeah, that's good. Yes.
Yeah, just keep your eyes open, right?
Yes, that's right.
You're driving.
Oh my God. So you know we gotta tell our story.
Tell the story, please.
Okay, so y'all, we were in cheerleading camp. I think it was like, was it at USC or Appalachian State somewhere?
Somewhere.
And it was time to go to bed, and I like got on my knees to pray
By the bedside.
by the bedside, right? And Jerrica then was like, "What is she doing?" And I'm sure I had my glasses and my little bonnet on or something. And
Yes, I can picture it right now. I just know we were all talking and have a conversation, and then all of a sudden Toya drops to her knees and, puts her hands together on the bed. And I was like, what is she doing right now? I didn't know that you could pray like that. But it was such an innocent and precious moment. And I
Right.
remember that. Yeah, I always
Yes.
remember
And I told them, like, God get mad if you don't get on your knees.
that. Yes.
Don't you dare stand up and pray, right, girl? Don't do
Don't know
it. But yeah,
it.
that was such a moment. And like I was telling Jerica, like, things come full circle. Like that prayer, that funny prayer moment. And here we are on the podcast talking about prayer. Ain't that something?
Yeah, it really is. It really
Right.
brought us such a far way, you know.
Listen, Connie, I know they'd be like, but I always say, if I was God, I'm a girl, go, I don't want to hear nothing else from you. You didn't did too much. You know what I'm saying? But he's a gentleman. God is a gentleman.
Yes.
So my next question would be, how do you think prayer can shape or deepen one's faith?
I could say a lot about this. So prayer shapes and deepens faith. I think first look at what faith is. So faith is belief in God and in His Word. It's as simple as believing. And the scripture says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's Hebrews 11:1. That's the definition of faith according to the Bible. So, then right after it gives us that definition, it gives us several examples of men and women of faith throughout the Old Testament. And up until Jesus. And one of them is about Noah. And it says Noah was a man of faith because why? He was being warned of things not yet seen. And he prepared an ark at God's word. So God spoke to Noah and told him, hey, it's going to rain. And it's going to rain big time, and you need to build an ark. So they had never seen rain before. So he had to have faith to build that ark, regardless of what everybody else was saying. I don't know, they were calling him crazy.
I know, listen.
So faith, I think that prayer deepens your faith. When you can remember all the ways that God has already been there for you.
Oh, that's good, Jerrica.
So remembering hey, when this and this went down, God was there. He was there. He didn't want me in that situation if it was something bad going on. But there's evil in the world, and God brought me out of that and
That's good.
showed me what love was, whatever the lesson was out of that. So what has he already done? That just enhances my core belief in his ability to move on my behalf.
That's it.
And then prayers answered, that deepens faith. When you pray something for somebody and you see God do it, yes,
Yes.
that, oh, I get chills.
I know. It's so good. Yes.
Oh my goodness. So get faith. Get it at all costs. Get faith because it's the cornerstone of Christianity. It's believing in God and in His Word.
That's right.
And it's a decision.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's a decision of your own free will. It's using your ability and your freedom to choose God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
then watch him move.
That's it.
That is miraculous, and he will blow your mind.
Listen, 1,000 times. Over and over. Oh, he's so faithful. Okay, now, this next one. Do you believe in speaking in tongues, and do you feel the church has ventured away from it?
This is a good question. This
Yes.
is a really good question. Yes, I believe in speaking in tongues.
Me too, absolutely.
It's biblical. It's in the
Absolutely.
Bible, and it's listed as one of the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians. Paul talks about praying in tongues, speaking in tongues, speaking in other tongues, and then, of course, in Acts, where the believers began speaking in tongues and other languages that other people understood the language, but they didn't understand what they were speaking. So it's in the Bible, hardcore. It's definitely there.
Absolutely.
So I believe in it. And it's an angelic language.
Girl.
It's unknown to the speaker
Jesus.
because it requires divine
That's
interpretation.
it.
So it is the work of the Holy Spirit inside of a person speaking the words of God. And so you can pray in tongues. And if you have that gift, you should be doing that.
That's right. That's right.
So there's a place in the Bible where Jesus is talking to Nicodemus. It's John chapter 3, I think. He says, "You must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God, and you must be born of the water and of the Spirit." So there's two baptisms that
Jesus.
he's talking about. And the one is the one that we all know about, which is being dunked in the water, right? And so that's the baptism of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit of the water. And then there's a baptism of the Spirit, which they call baptism of fire.
Powerful, baby.
So I was baptized by fire alone in my apartment. One day, after reading a book, I told you about this.
Oh, yes.
It's called They Speak in Other Tongues. It's written by a journalist who was an atheist, agnostic, or something. And he went into churches to understand speaking in tongues. And so he ends up, by the end of the book, he's a believer. He cannot disprove the resurrection of Jesus,
I love
and
it.
he's speaking in tongues. So he went from being an atheist to somebody who was on fire for God and just indwelled in the Holy Spirit. And after I read that book, I prayed a prayer: "God, if it's your will for me to have this gift,
That's right.
like, let it be done. Let it be done in my life. I want that. If that's what you want for me,
That's right.
Let it be done. And I don't know if it was that day or if it was 2 days later or something, but I was praying in my mind on my knees, and I just remember this unction. That's the only word I can think of. It was just like an unction in my gut from the spirit, and I just started like mumbling, and then words came out that I didn't know what they were. And I was like, all of a sudden the levee broke and the flood came out, and it was like I was saying things that had been on my mind my whole life that I didn't have the words to say.
And it's like it's like you said, it's a heavenly language, and you can retrieve and receive what God is saying. It's like I remember, like you said, I was at a church and I was in college, and a lady, the Holy Ghost was moving. The Holy Ghost was in the church. It was moving, and people were praying for people, and that, oh my God, like amazing. And so one time, the very, very first time I was in my room, and I felt this fire. I was reading the Bible and I felt this fire, and it was like, whoo, it just, I couldn't contain it. And I couldn't quit crying. And it was just so, oh my God. But it was so refreshing, because I was like, God, I surrender to you, right?
It's a full surrender, isn't
It's a
it?
full surrender. And so I was in church. This time I was in church, and the lady, and she asked for permission first. She did. She said, "Hey, God is telling me, blah, blah, blah." She was saying something. She was like, "Do you want to receive the Holy Spirit or the Holy Anointing or something?" And I was like, "Yes." I was like, "Yes." Girl, I could not even, my tongue just went. It was so amazing, Jerica. Like, it was like the peace of God just, and it's like I could be walking around my house praying or something, and it's like it'll change the whole atmosphere. It is an atmosphere changer. Like, yeah, like, so for the people listening, like, it's okay. It's a gift from God. It's normal. Like, it will change your life, right?
Yeah, it'll change your life. It turned my life upside down. I mean, all of a sudden I was praying prayers for the world that I never even thought to pray. I mean, there's no law against the gifts that God gives us, and which means that there's nothing in the Bible that says anything against speaking in tongues, amongst all the other gifts too.
That's true.
And I think I just wanted to say, like, when you first asked me, what was the second part of your question?
Oh,
Do you
yeah. Do you think the church has ventured away from tongues?
every what I have seen in my personal experience, I would say yes.
Yes.
I think that in my experience, personally, I don't speak in tongues at my church. It's my prayer language that I, pray at home, and I pray every day in the spirit. I pray every day in the spirit. But I think in mainstream church, I think that pastors are afraid of turning people away.
I'm in agreement with that.
And they don't want to scare away new Christians. And that's why this podcast is so important, is just to put it out there and say, hey, this is normal. Like, this is biblical, and we should not be afraid of this.
And that's so true. And it's I went to a church, and I'm gonna be honest, I was so shocked. It was a huge church, and all of a sudden it got silent. That's when oh my God, God is good. Everybody just, it was like an automatic silence. And this man stood up and he just started speaking this. And this is not, I haven't gone to the church for months. So this wasn't a normal, with the church, it wasn't something that you see every Sunday. And he got up and he just started speaking in tongues. And another person got up with the gift of interpretation. I was like, I
That's
was
church.
at in the middle of church, and the pastor, even though I had never heard him speak in tongues, even though I had never seen, he stopped. He stopped, and he let the man say what he needed to say, and he let the other guy interpret. It was the most amazing thing. Like, everybody was just bawling, and it was like, oh, chills. It was
Oh my
yeah.
goodness.
So I was just,
Yeah.
yeah, it's just like, wow, man. It was
Well,
cool. Yeah.
I'm excited that that happened
Yeah.
and that is making a way
Yes.
because I know that for me, I probably haven't done that like that man did out of fear. And I
Yeah.
need to not let fear dictate, you know, it, and the Bible even says, do not stifle the Holy Spirit.
Ooh, girl, say it, girl.
Like you stifle a sneeze, like you keep from
Yes.
sneezing if you're in public. It says, don't do that. So I'm glad we're talking about this right now
Yes.
because I might be the next one to stand up and
That's
just
right.
start going.
You better listen, girl. You better not worry about what people say, because at the end of the day, listen, you got to be held
Right.
accountable, you know?
Yeah.
And it's crazy, because like, even just the simple things, like even I don't know if you ever had an unction to like just call somebody or text somebody, and you end up being right on time for that person, and you don't know why, you
Yeah.
know, or God may tell you why, or God just may put in your heart to pray for someone, then next day or two you find out something, you know. So yeah, we definitely got to be obedient. That fear can, oh girl, that fear is something else.
Do not fear. Do not be afraid.
Listen, so thank you. That was good. So, and you kind of answered this, but do you think that prayer is more about what we say or how we listen?
So, how what we say or how we listen? Prayer to me is not about exactly what we say or how we say it. It's
Okay.
about the intention
Oh, that is good. Yeah.
behind what you say.
Oh, wow.
So, like in prayer specifically, I believe that it's not what you say specifically to God. It is about that,
Yeah.
but it's the intention behind what you're saying. So, like the meaning of what you're saying, what is your motive?
Okay.
And what is your goal? And what is your purpose? And
Yeah.
you're saying, like, what is the heart of what you have to say?
Right.
Because God looks at the heart.
Yeah.
And if your heart is pure, then your prayers will be too.
That's it. Yeah.
And when you pray, pray in the spirit. Whether you have the gift of tongues or you don't,
Right.
praying in the spirit is important.
Right.
Because, oh, and the Bible says that if you are praying and you don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit will give you utterance. The Holy Spirit will tell you what to pray for. So
Yes.
you got to sit there long enough to get that.
Oh, man.
You know, sitting and making that sacrifice of time. I heard somebody say one time that prayer isn't a sacrifice, it's a privilege.
Oh, wow.
I think that is true,
I
but
think
it
so
is a
too.
sacrifice.
I listen. It
It's both.
is. It is. Oh wow, that's good right there. And I mean, like you said, it's not what you say. You know what I'm saying? It's the intention behind
Yeah.
what you say, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's good. That's good. Okay. Oh wow, yeah. Do you believe that prayer can be a source of healing or transformation in a community or society?
Yes.
Yes.
1,000% yes.
Yes.
Prayer changes things.
Yes.
When it's according to God's will, He will do it.
That's
He will
it.
move. And as Christians, we're called to influence the world by being like Jesus. And through our prayers, we can petition God for change.
That's it.
So we're a product of our prayer life.
That's it.
So again, what matters is our intentions being in line with God's will, not what we want, what he wants.
What he wants. That's right. That's right.
Even Jesus, when he was in the Mount of Olives, he said, he was about to face his crucifixion. And he knew that was coming. And he prayed. It says that he prayed so hard that he sweated out blood. And that he prayed, God, please take this cup from me, but not as I will, as you will.
Oh, yes.
So even if you don't take it from me, I'm going to do this because I know it's going to be your will, whatever you decide. And I
Jesus.
think we should pray the same way. God, this is what I see from my point of view, down here on earth. As one little person, this is how I see the situation. But if that is not your will, then I don't want it. I want what you want for me.
That's right. That's right. Wholeheartedly. Yes.
Wholeheartedly, yeah.
Oh, man. Have you ever experienced a moment where you felt that prayer had a profound impact on your life? And I think you may have already said this too, but yeah.
Yes. So prayer has had a profound impact on my life, and my experience has been that prayer has been very fruitful when I pray in the spirit. So I've had many different encounters with the Lord that have changed from the inside out, like how I was before. I'm a whole new person. I have the same heart. Because I believe I always had a good heart, but I wasn't always a good person.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
And there was one particular time that I felt an unction in my soul to pray for gratitude because I wanted to know what gratitude actually felt like. In the past, I had been untruthful and selfish and manipulative. And I wasn't sure that how I was perceiving God and thanking Him was authentic or not. I had that question inside of me. So it became important for me to feel my gratitude for God. And I asked Him to show me my gratitude for Him. I wanted to grasp the meaning of true thankfulness. And then what he did was miraculous. I have this woman at the well experience where I was on my knees praying in my bathroom. I just prayed. So I'm on the bathroom floor and I'm thanking God and I'm asking him to show me my gratitude. And he made me experience this flash, like a vision of what I had done my whole entire life, everything I've ever done. And I was made to feel how I made other people feel, but it was all positive. There was nothing negative. And like in the back of my mind somewhere, I'm thinking, well, where is all that crap? But I understand it now as he was showing me through his eyes.
Jesus.
And that he made me the way that he made me because he had a purpose and
That's
he had
it.
a reason.
That's right.
And so I am the way that I am because to him, I'm perfect.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
And it was, I grasped that as humbling as that is, it was like I felt it. I felt all of that. And I just was boohoo crying, and sobbing, and there was snot coming out.
Oh yeah, them look, that's good. Look, those are
I
the
think I cried my eyelashes off
best.
that day. But instead of explaining to me what gratitude was, he gave me something profound to be grateful for
That's right.
that's gonna last me the rest of my life. I'll never forget that.
That gratitude is powerful. It is so powerful. Like, even you hear people saying, I wake up every day, I tell God three things that I'm grateful for, or I go to before I go to bed and I tell God three, and like it really can change your life and it makes you see things in a different light. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a big person who writes things on a mirror.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, and I've always done that, and it's always been like affirmations or whatever, but the gratefulness
Yeah.
and just the simple things, Jerrica, like that we can be grateful for, will really truly impact your mindset and change your life. Like,
It
it's
does.
crazy.
It does. They say that while we're talking about gratitude, that if gratitude is the key to happiness. Like if you're on this pursuit of happiness, get grateful.
Yes, that's it. That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's true. Okay. And I wanted to ask you two more questions.
Okay.
But that I was re they kind of run together, okay? I'm gonna read both
Okay.
and you
All
just
right.
do your thing.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So
All right, yeah.
it says, what advice would you give to someone who feels disconnected or unsure about prayer? And how would you encourage someone to begin praying if they've never really engaged with it before? So you get kind, it kind of goes together, like,
Yeah, it goes together.
okay.
First off, just know before anything happens that there's no formula for prayer.
That's it.
There's no right or wrong. This is you talking to God.
That's it.
Meditation is listening.
That's it.
So just know that.
Yeah.
And know that it's not this big code you have to crack to get God's attention.
That's it. That's
Talk to him in your own voice. No prayer is too big, no prayer is too small. You can say,
right.
God, I need you, help me. And you can say this big long prayer for the world. I mean,
That's it.
there's no right or wrong.
It's
And just
really not.
start now, start now. If you're not a person that's close to God and you've been far away and you want to come close to God, all you have to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and invite him into your life,
That's it.
and you will be saved.
That's it. I really can't add on nothing else to that. You will be saved in like, oh my God, like just come to him as you are, period.
Period.
Thank you so much, Jerrica, for doing the
Yay.
podcast. I'm so grateful. Thank
I
you.
am too. You're a blessing, Toya.
Yes, you are too, girl. Thank you. Well, you have a good night. Bye,
All
y'all.
right, you too.